Chapter 21. The truth feels good, don't it? Lester pants temptingly as he lifts Marcia up bodily from the toilet and plops her down firmly on the lavatory sink. I don't know what you're talking about, she lies without the usual verve, nerve, or audacity. Come clean, he directs, before plunging his muscular tongue inside her lying lips again. Only this time, Marcia opens wider in full welcome of the cold, hard fact that he may be her new Prince Harming. As he sucks the untruths from her falsified face, she can feel the molecular explosion of lies becoming honesty inside her soul, and for the first time, her altar of love sends signals of pleasurable high alerts. Hey, other people need to use the bathroom, an outraged male voice yells from the other side of the lavatory door. Go away, yells Lester, taking over the control Marcia was used to. My mother only loved her pets. Never me, she blurts out, startled to hear honest words tumbling from her mouth to a complete stranger almost involuntarily. There's two people in there, the man outside yells in shock. Bang, bang! I have to go number two, some woman with a Boston accent yells. Lester ignores the voices outside and murmurs, the truth, before darting his aural intruder back inside Marcia's luscious lips, which now yearn to tell just that. Two people are not allowed together in the lavatory, the angry female flight attendant yells through the door, pounding her tiny little fist. I have a first-class ticket, Lester answers indignantly before turning back to Marcia, who sobs for the first time in real emotion. Let it out, he implores her sexily. My father died because of my evil mother, she exclaims almost automatically. I hear a woman in there, some other busybody lady yells. They're having sex, the first guy smugly announces to anyone who will listen. First class and coach are not allowed together in this area of the plane, the attendant pontificates with a little more respect now that the class difference in their seats has become apparent. Marcia ignores the outside complaints and, overcome with a passion to bare her soul, continues her confession. Get the dog, my mother yelled, as my awful father, the one whose testicles I had to start out from, chased him into the street. There are children out here wetting their pants, the same attendant pleads in a furious voice through the door as the pilot announces the beginning of the descent and all passengers must return to their seats. A truck hit my dad and killed him, Marcia wails in a trance, speaking as if she's on automatic pilot herself. Lester rewards her honesty by grabbing her hand and sucking the scab right off her dog bite injury. He chews up the crunchy clot, grins, swallows it down, and then abruptly stands up, opens the lavatory door, and poof, he's gone. One thing Marcia knows for sure, he's not a poof, and that's the God-honest truth. Whore, the stewardess says directly into her face as soon as she steps out. Wait, wait, there's more, Marcia vainly cries out in confusion, ignoring her, but the dog catcher is already halfway up the aisle. Do you mind, the man says as he pushes past her and lowers his pants to sit on the toilet right in back of her. Close the door, lady, he yells before shoving her out with his foot. Marcia is confronted by an angry mother with a toddler standing in a puddle of urine. Happy now, she asks as her child breaks into tears. Marcia wants to tell everybody on board the truth now, even if they'd never understand. Didn't the most romantic thing in the world just happen to her right inside a plane's bathroom? Why not share it with the world? Gus Gus gives Marcia's new dog catcher hat a wary look when she retakes her seat and fastens the seatbelt, but Myrtle is more friendly. Can I have your cookie? She asks immediately, pointing to the unexpected free snack that was left at Marcia's seat earlier during the flight. Of course you can, Marcia answers truthfully. I'm hungry too, for a man. As Myrtle and Gus Gus sputter to respond, Marcia strains her neck to see if the dog catcher is looking back from the first class section to see if she's all right. But he's not. Uh-oh, she thinks, missing the feeling of the truth. I better give the money back I swiped from the flight attendant. Wait. Where is it? She definitely had the cash in her bra. Her real ID, too. It's gone. Who could have taken them? He did. That's who.